This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in line here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And Chris, you have some bad news for us. The U.S. Senate decided to go along with something the U.S. House did about a week ago.
I hate to be the one who always brings in the bad news, but I think it's newsworthy.
Oh, it certainly is newsworthy. I'm just saying, you know, from a civil liberty standpoint, it's not good news.
I think the phrase you're looking for is sucks the big one. Is that correct?
that is also appropriate.
Okay. Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
It's not really a phrase that I use in everyday conversation.
That's okay, but when we talk about the U.S. government continuing programs that invade the privacy of virtually everyone in the country, everyone listening to this this radio show,
yes,
I dare say, because it's probably global, it is global in nature, that, yeah, the odds are we're going to listen in on everything you do, say, type, send, browse. That's how it goes. This comes to us from Engadget. Last week, the U.S. House of Representatives voted to renew Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the law that the National Security Agency allows the National Security Agency to monitor communications of non-U.S. citizens living outside the United States.
But it does so much more, Chris.
I hate
when media outlets just say, oh, it allows them to spy on non-citizens living outside of the country, because it does so much more. And we know that because of documents released by Edward Snowden.
Absolutely. So under the guise of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA, they typically just scoop up everything, and that way, if they have to go back and look at, quote, the conversations of a non-U.S. citizen outside the United States, and go, ah, we have that right here, and we also have everybody else in the country at the same time.
But
and
they must have warrants for this stuff, right?
No, that's the nice thing. If you happen to be in federal law enforcement, you don't have to get a pesky warrant. You just do it.
Well, I thought for some of this, they at least went to the rubber stamp factory called the FISA court.
They do. Sometimes they do go to the FISA court and ask for permission to look for something specific. Unfortunately, as Daryl alludes to, I can't remember exactly how many times they have refused a warrant, but it's a handful compared to the number of warrants that they've approved.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to pull that up because I know it's a very small number.
Wait, so they do have to go to this FISA court before they tap anybody?
Yeah, but the FISA court is a secret court, and it has its own rules, and it is primarily there as another arm of the U.S. government to let the U.S. government know whether they're allowed to do something or not.
So do you believe that, like, there should be, to some extent, a way that with probable cause warrants should be granted in some situations?
I think under our current system, I think we have a system like that. It involves our court system. So if you need to wiretap somebody to invade their privacy because you have probable cause that they have committed a crime or may be about to commit a crime or something like that, then yes, you absolutely, law enforcement should go to a judge. And they should ask for a search warrant. They should present their evidence to him, and that judge, he or she, can determine whether or not a warrant is granted.
So
your suggestion would be to, like, just eliminate the FISA court and have them go through regular courts?
Well, my suggestion goes much, much, much further than that. But that would be a really good start. That would bring this whole thing more in line with the U.S. Constitution.
So I just pulled up numbers, and unfortunately there's not any numbers more recent than 2013, but as of 2013, which is the most recent time that we have numbers, there had been 33,900 requests made to the FISA court. The FISA court had denied 11. Since the creation of the FISA court.
I'm not good with math. No, I can't do that.
That is 99.97% approval.
Thank you, Dave.
And this does say that there were zero requests that were denied in 2014 and 2015. So through 2015, there were less than a dozen requests to the FISA court that were denied.
Right.
Kind of curious to know what the ones that were denied were for.
Yeah, I mean, how or were the judges just in a, and it's a 3-member court, correct?
Oh no, that's my second cousin. You can't tap their phone.
Yeah, exactly. I that does make you wonder exactly how bad it had to have been.
Yeah, I'll do some digging to see if I can pull something up as far as why at least
which cases?
One or two of these were denied, and I seem to recall, and again, I'm trying to do some digging here, but I seem to recall that at least one of the 11 was just deemed to be too broad, even for the FISA court,
right.
That, again, seems to be a rubber stamp factory.
Yeah, and that's the thing. A lot of what goes before the FISA courts, it isn't that we have suspicion that Heather, she just recently traveled to Europe, and mm-hmm. she may have had contact with terrorists, so we want to tap the phones of some of the people that she was in contact with over there. It's rarely that. I should say never. Frequently, it is something to the effect of AT&T runs a data center and a switching hub in San Francisco on the fifth floor of this building, and we would like to put in electronic surveillance to monitor all traffic that passes through that facility internationally. And that's the type of thing that FISA has allowed to occur. And that's where I have a real problem civil liberties wise, is because it's not a specific warrant. It's not saying specifically what I am looking for. It's not saying these specific people. It's the dragnet.
See, I'm like one of those, like, I have no problem with the U.S. government, like, you know, investigating terrorism and stuff like that. But from what I've read and heard and stuff, like just with the marathon bombers, like the U.S. received intelligence from Russia about these two guys that ended up plotting one of the deadliest, you know, attacks on Boston that we've ever seen. And the FBI had already flagged these two guys for months and months and months and months at a time and had all the utilities to, you know, tap their phone lines and figure out what was going on. So how did that slip through their fingers? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
What is this tool that the government has, you know, when they can get a warrant, like if, you know, a tip from another foreign government.
Russia?
It was Russia. Like, yeah. How did you not tap their phone line and use all of the resources that you have available and not put an end to that before it happened?
Well, you can't trust Russia now, can you?
Well, apparently they hack our election and they warn us of terrorism. So,
do you hate us or do you love us? We can't figure it out.
So,
well, where are we at on
that,
this?
That was one thing that's always stumped me, is like, how were these two guys under the watch, the FBI watch list, and managed to elude all of the resources and technology that we have and carry out this master plan?
Well, without getting too deep into that before we get back to the story, but sometimes problems are systemic. Sometimes agencies grow too big, governments grow too big, and
corruption.
The ability to communicate effectively, the larger an organization gets, the more difficult it becomes. And a lot of times, you know, even going back to 9/11, and I recognize some of our listeners might question why I would ever bring that up. But you had pockets of intelligence, you know, sitting here, sitting there, but nobody communicating that back and forth. And it's just, to me, it's a systemic problem. You know, I dare say if there were a couple of terrorists running around my small town, and if our two local cops got word of it. Or where you live, you know what I mean? They probably keep an extra eye on those guys. Or they might just, you know, go knock on their door. They do something like that because they have that intelligence close to them. It's not scattered across, say, you know, millions of person federal bureaucracy.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I'm Mark Edge. I'm a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Senate passing an extension to Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, and that's about as far as we got before explaining exactly what Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act does. We'll get back into this, plus your calls and thoughts. Again, 855-450-FREE. But something else that is important, and probably, you know, depending on what social medias you use, probably, you know, blowing up your news feeds, cryptocurrencies. They are really hot right now, but crypto is where it's at because it's good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarist who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations and are creating a secure platform for money and messages that can be sent to anyone anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at zencash.com. That's zencash.com. We'll, again, get back into the article from Engadget in just a moment. But first, to the phones, actually to Skype, where I believe we have David calling in. David, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Appreciate it. Good evening. Looks like the stream is up. That's what I was calling about, to let you know the stream is down. So that's all I had.
All right. Thank you very much, David. Let's go to Robert calling in from Bellows Falls. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thank you for taking my call. A couple of days ago, the guy out of California had called in and talked about the secession. It was in the USA Today paper, I guess.
So for anybody that wasn't listening a couple of nights ago to hear what the guy from California said, can you recap very quickly?
Well, I don't have that up in front of me, but what I do want to tell you is that I found another town in the state of Vermont that has seceded.
A town in Vermont that seceded. Okay. Which town is this, and what did they secede from?
It's in the Winooski. It says former town of Richmond, Vermont, names itself South Canada.
The town catchy of name. Richmond, I like Vermont, it.
The town of Richmond, Vermont has renamed itself South Canada after declaring its secession from the state and the country earlier this month, meaning last August of last year.
So they decided to become Canadians?
Town officials claim that they will no longer accept any incoming mail addressed to Richford, and that all official documentations must refer to the town as the Nation of South Canada.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, and then
was there a public vote on this, or was it just a couple of town officials that were like, "We want to be South Canada"?
Oh no, there was a vote.
What?
No, there was a vote. And
how many people are in this town?
I think when I read the article, well, when I pulled it up on Wikipedia, it said that there was like 3,000 people in the town.
That's considerable.
The town is only, it's less than 50 acres. It's not a really very big town.
Are they all like Amish or something?
I don't know. But
they're South Canadian.
They're South Canadian, I'm sorry. I've never met a South Canadian before, so.
But it's a fascinating story. There's another part of it, too. I think it's this story came out on August 18th, but I think there was another one on August 9th that talked a little bit more in detail about it.
Well, if you're going to the Winooski.com for your story, that is a satire. Actually, it goes the Winooski, locally sourced organic Vermont satire.
That would explain why I was not able to find anything in a news search for that. Robert, thank you for the call.
But I do want to read this article on this website about the state creating a Department of Frozen Vehicles. Because I
frozen vehicles.
Frozen
okay.
vehicles.
Frozen
yes.
vehicles.
Yeah.
All right.
So anyway, we were talking about the Senate. The Senate's action. We never even really got that far. As far as we got was discussing the NSA's.
Oh, right. Last week, the House voted to extend Section 702, and that's about as far as we got.
Yeah, but today the Senate has also voted in favor of renewing the law for another 6 years. Section 702 is contentious, largely because it's so wide-reaching and doesn't require government agencies to get a warrant before conducting surveillance or searching through already collected communications. Groups like the Electronic Frontier Foundation and the ACLU have spoke out about the law, and many have called for more oversight as well as protections for U.S. citizens whose communication might fall under the law's scope. Last year, groups of senators, both Republican and Democrat, attempted to introduce reforms to Section 702, and Senator Rand Paul said at the time, quote, "The American people deserve better from their own government than to have the internet have their internet activity swept up in warrantless, unlimited searches that ignore the Fourth Amendment," unquote. The bill renewing Section 702 will now head to the president, who is expected to sign it into law by the end of the week. So basically, you know, if you were counting on your representatives sent to Washington by you, this is what's happened. I didn't vote for them. No, but somebody did, and this is, you know, we... A lot of people like the idea of representative government, but what happens when it doesn't work for you, when it goes contrary to the Constitution, which I believe 702 is? I believe the idea of a warrantless search in itself is repugnant to the Fourth Amendment. It's just contrary.
And again, a lot of this, for people just tuning in, a lot of the stuff that's collected under some of these programs that the NSA and other spy agencies say are authorized by Section 702, they claim that, oh, it's only to get communication of non-citizens. But if a U.S. citizen is communicating with a non-citizen that might for some reason be a target, and it could just be that they have a very similar name to someone who is a target, then Section 702 or the programs supposedly authorized by 702 are used to not only catch the communication of the American communicating with that non-American, but also other Americans communicating with the American that communicated with the non-American that may or may not actually be a target, again, because names could just be similar.
Well, and forget it. I'm sorry. One real quick point, though. You're talking about something where there's a name. That's not the point of 702. 702 is about not having a name and just saying, we want to go do this. So they don't name names on a 702 search. They just say, these people from over there. That's the point, and that's what's repugnant.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl.
And it's Heather.
And Chris.
And we're talking about the reauthorization of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and all of the absolutely horrible things that Section 702 supposedly authorizes the NSA to do, and I agree with Chris that some of what they do actually isn't authorized by that, but they say it is, and the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court winds up rubber stamping all of the warrants, well, with the exception of 11 of the nearly 34,000 warrant requests to the FISA court. 11 were rejected. Now, we don't necessarily know, and I did try doing some digging to find out why those were rejected. Wasn't able to do that, so I don't know if the rubber stamp malfunctioned to say accepted, or if there were actually reasons given by the court for why they rejected those.
It's a top secret court. You're not going to find that. There's no accountability.
Right.
Let me rephrase that. There's no direct accountability to the American people.
Correct.
Congress, and I'm not sure who might oversee that, what committees or what subcommittees, probably have some review process that they, bring in a representative of the FISA court and get to grill them behind closed doors where nobody,
right?
None of us,
Your rubber stamp still working? All right, good.
Little people can see those
good day.
Those events. You had a question before the break, and I rudely interrupted.
Yeah, so my question was, thinking about this bill that passed both the House and the Senate, what percentage of them were Democrats and Republicans, or was it fairly, like, were both, was one party more supportive, or?
So, in the nays, so the Senate vote today was 65 yes, 34 no. In the opposition, it was about 20 couple Democrats and, you know, say 12 or 13 Republicans plus one independent, and that would have been Bernie Sanders. That's a ballpark, just kind of skimming the list here real quick of those who opposed it. In terms of who supported it, it was pretty much, you know, split along the same lines. Republicans and Democrats both voted to pass this thing. I just wanted to see where Rand.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the vote in the House.
Yeah, how did Rand vote on that?
But the U.S. House website has been modified, so finding things, it's not exactly as easy as it used to be. So I don't know if that's intentional, that they don't want people easily finding those roll calls, or what exactly is going on with that.
Yeah, and, you know, again, I'm looking for names that I recognize. Of course, Ron Wyden of Oregon opposed it. Rand Paul opposed it. Bernie Sanders opposed it.
Wow.
Mike Lee of Utah opposed it. Leahy of Democrat of Vermont also opposed it.
Dick Durbin opposed.
Yep.
Gillibrand out of New York,
yep,
voted against, which that is kind of surprising because she seems to be one of those, you know, go along with whatever grows the government sort of thing.
Yep. Also, Cory Booker out of out of New Jersey, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So while we try
to find the House vote, let's go to the phone where we've got Dave calling in from Dutchess County. I believe that's in Delaware. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Doing well. You're on the radio. Go ahead.
I have a problem with cam girls. Now, you guys know what a cam girl is, right?
I'm familiar with the idea, the term.
You know, like cam girls, sex workers, you know, people who, like these girls, they, you know, make money from, like, you know, doing camming, going on Chatterbait or
So what's your problem? What's the problem? You don't have to give us all the websites that you go to see the cam girls.
Right.
You said you've got a problem. So what's the problem?
It's clear what his problem is.
There are a few girls who I follow on Twitter, Sharon Zerk, Crystal Rivers, Evie
Frog.
You don't need to tell us who you follow on Twitter. You don't need to tell us what website you go to. You said you've got a problem. What's the problem?
What's the problem?
Somebody, you know, I've been unemployed for 4 long years, and, you know, I follow these girls, you know, and they, you know, they always, you know, say, oh, well, we're going to make our money. We're going to make our money. You know, we can't just give ourselves out for free. We're going to make our money, blah, blah, blah. Why can't these cam girls do stuff for free, you know? Why?
Because they're free to do whatever they want. You're free to do whatever you want. If they don't want to do things for free, they don't have to do things for free.
What do you expect them to do? There's a few of them who I like I just mentioned. There's one.
We don't need to tell people who they are.
That we don't need to hear people's fake names because that's what they are. So anyway, they're providing a service, and in this, oh God, some guys just get to this point where they believe that the girl they see on the screen and chat with or things like that, they have some emotional connection with, and why can't we just take it to this next level? And on the other end of that is somebody practicing capitalism. They are working. They are putting their time and effort, making investments in equipment and outfits and all sorts of things to make more money. So I don't fault anybody for keeping business separate from their personal lives.
I mean, it sounds like this guy's clearly got a problem, you know, maybe a habit.
Well, you say it like it's a bad thing.
I, I think there's been studies that say people can become addicted to pornography and stuff like that, and that it releases the same dopamine, you know, hits in the brain that heroin does when heroin does drugs. So
how about when people
these guys
exercise?
these guys that are addicted to pornography, you know, kind of have love.
Are you addicted to porn?
The what?
Are you addicted to porn?
I'm not addicted to porn. It's just that, you know, these girls, you know, they you know, I see more.
You want them to be your slaves by doing free work. Thank you for the call.
No. Okay, so along those lines, dopamine's released when guys, after a certain point, watch porn all the time and things like that. Okay. How about people that exercise a lot? Do they not get that same rush of dopamine?
Ooh,
is that not a common thing? You know what I'm talking about? Runner's
high?
Oh,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, there's healthy habits and there's bad habits.
Hold on. So what makes... do you determine which are healthy and which are bad?
On your life, yeah.
Well,
no, I think that there's certain, you know, yeah, I do. I'm personally against any type of, like, exploitation of, like, humans and stuff.
But, you know, can we flip that around, though, and say what if...
I'm more of like a, you know...
Do you think people are doing this against their will? They're being forced to?
I do think there's a lot of people that are forced into that. And
do you think all of them are?
Huh? I think a large majority of them don't do it. Nobody's like, oh, I want to grow up and be a porn star.
Some people do.
Yeah, well...
That's what we get for having
more... You know,
more...
there are different breeds of human, and I feel like I'm on the another
level. There's one breed of human.
Speaking of different breeds, let's go to Skype, where we've got Ricky calling in. Ricky, go ahead with your thoughts.
Just keep on coming.
Right.
Hey, damn straight, Brother Darrell. Thank you so much, Brother Chris. Sister Heather, it's so good to hear your voice. I was worried there, young lady. We lost you.
Isn't it great to have her back?
Can't keep me away.
Go ahead with your thoughts, Ricky.
Sounds like Ricky from the Commonwealth. You can't keep me away either. Well, you know what? That last caller just reminded me of something. Brother Darrell, I remember a couple years back, it was yourself and Brother Ian, and there was a lot of crazy callers, and the topic was prostitution. This is right on topic for our last caller. I remember we talked about it, Brother Darrell.
We probably did, and I don't think that prostitution should be illegal. That's a topic that we can discuss at another time. Ricky, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-3.
That's just in Amsterdam. That would have been an interesting topic.
Right.
That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on, well, pretty much anything? This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead. Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME 44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME 44 to 42424.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? If so, consider joining Dash. Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it's easy, it can be private, the fees are low, and transactions are fast or can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash, so go right now to Dash.org and find out why. So we've been discussing the reauthorization of Section 702 to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. We went over the some of the votes in the Senate for who voted for, who voted against. Surprisingly, John McCain was not voting. He was the one senator that did not vote on reauthorization. Looking at the House roll call from 1 week ago, it wound up passing 191 Republicans in favor, 45 against, 3 not voting. 65 Democrats in favor, 119 against, 9 not voting. Probably the most interesting vote. Not Nancy Pelosi voting for. That doesn't surprise me. Mm. What surprises me, Jim Sensenbrenner voting against reauthorization.
Yeah, I get it. We talked about this during the break a little bit, just because for the life of me, I couldn't remember why Daryl's looking at me going, Jim Sensenbrenner. But he was who? What did he do?
He's the guy that allegedly wrote the USA Patriot Act. He's definitely the representative that introduced the legislation.
Right.
And he has since come out against the legislation, saying, had I known everything that would wind up happening, you know, in the name of the various provisions within this legislation, I never would have introduced this bill.
Right. And I think we've all been guilty of making decisions in our life that had unintended consequences. I don't know how you could have read that thing or written that thing or signed on to be the one who introduced it. And that goes into a separate subject, but and not expected what happened to have happened. I personally have never believed that thing got cranked out. Do you remember what day ballpark that was introduced? It wasn't long after 9/11.
I can pull that up very quickly.
Yeah.
Because I remember that the entire thing wound up going through the House and the Senate within a couple of days.
It was really, really fast. And if I recall, it was thousands of pages in length. And for the life of me, I was trying to figure out, okay, how did you possibly create this entire infrastructure in like a week or so? Go ahead.
Introduced as H.R. 3162 on October 23rd, 2001.
So basically,
had committee hearings by the U.S. House Committee on the Judiciary, the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, the Committee on Financial Services, the Committee on International Relations, the Committee on Energy and Commerce, subcommittees on Telecommunications and the Internet, Committee on Education and the Workforce, Committee on Transportation and Infrastructure, Committee on Armed Services. It then passed the House on October 24th of 2001.
So yeah.
I didn't count how many committees I just read off there, but that's a lot of committees. And they apparently had all of these hearings in less than a day. Passed the House 357 to 66. It then, on October 25th, passed the U.S. Senate 98-1, and then it was signed by President George W. Bush on October 26, 2001. The only no vote was Senator Feingold. The only senator not voting was Mary Landrieu.
Okay, so this thing it created 9 new titles in the U.S. Code.
And yes,
the title is a pretty big thing. It amended U.S. Code in, I'm not even going to guess on counting, maybe 200 different sections of U.S. Code. That is a ton. It amended the Electronic Communications Privacy Act, Computer Fraud and Abuse, Bank Secrecy, Money Laundering, Rights of Financial Privacy.
It also created the Department of Homeland Security and merged a bunch of federal agencies together. It federalized the airport security.
Yeah, and it did all this in basically 40 days.
Yeah, just in case you guys didn't know, Pistachio set off a TSA little computer there, yeah.
Were you
Senator
found?
Pistachio?
But I had my bag searched on the way there and on the way back.
Really?
But I didn't check any bags. I only brought a carry-on.
So,
I brought a backpack and a carry-on. So both, and actually the airport I flew back from was in Amsterdam, and that airport security is so much worse than the United States.
Now, how that's so? Saying something. Go
meaning,
ahead.
Like, I went through like 50 million more checkpoints with my like passport and stuff like that. Like getting through the security, like I must have shown my passport and my boarding pass to at least 6 people before I actually got on the plane.
Papers, please.
Like, and
how about did you get the old
whole
date without the dinner first?
I got patted down. They have the same stand in the box. The thing spins around you or whatever.
Treat you full of radiation.
Yep. My bag got searched in Amsterdam, and then after you go through there, you, like, just to get to where I was, though, I literally had to go through, like, 6 different people. Like, they stamp you, they ask you all these, like, has anybody given you anything? Have You know, do you have any food? Do you have any, like, I don't know.
That guy on
questions.
The street corner offered me some mushrooms.
I made a
does
really,
that count?
I'm in Amsterdam.
I made a really bad
people
joke.
People been offering me stuff all the time.
Yeah. So after, like, the very last person that, like, checked my pass and passport right before getting on the plane, it was, like, right there at the gate. And I made, like, a bad joke. I don't know if he got it, if it went over his head, but he asked me the same question as, like, one of the other guys. He's like, did anybody give you anything in the airport to, like, you know what I mean? Like, a random question. Right. I'm like, no. And then he's like, all right, you're all set. And he hands me my passport back. And I was like, well, you just gave me my passport. And then he looks at me like I said something wrong. And I'm like, it was a joke? Like,
you can't make jokes. Jokes. Like, this is a joke-free zone.
I was like, oh, my God. I'm just going to go get on my plane and go home. Like, sorry,
exactly.
Buddy.
Let's go. A lot of fun, bud.
Let's go to Skype where we've got Jamil calling in. Jamil, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, hey, Dell and Chris and Heather, I just wanted to call in, got just a real quick question for you. You know, in light of Trump's comments about immigration, where he referred to those countries, and you heard the next day, you know, and they heard the next day on CNN, they were all talking about it. They must have said that about like 100 times. And I even heard him say it on NPR, so I got a question, like, can you
say that word? No, you cannot say that word on broadcast radio.
NPR, I guess they might be able to take the fine, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't want to test the waters here. Thank you for the call.
Yeah.
And the word starts with S, and the second part of the word is whole.
Yeah. My favorite meme was it showed a picture of Trump and Putin talking, and Trump says to Putin, I'll bet you I can get CNN to say blank. 1,000 times this week.
Oh, no, they did. I saw it from my hotel room in one of the countries I was in. CNN was on the news, and literally, it was kind of weird hearing, like, the news anchors say it. Like, these women that were, like, probably diehard feminists were like, Donald Trump said, like, really? They say it so seriously, and I'm like,
oh, my God.
Like, yeah, it reminds me of a very long joke where the punchline is the guy tells the bartender, I bet that guy $100 I could pee on you and make you laugh about it.
Right, right.
Did he actually say it, though?
He denies having said it, but there are so many various
none of us were in the room, so it was in a closed meeting. So
your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.